The Town of Castle Rock Planning Commission meeting of July 10th, 2025 to order. I'll ask the recording secretary to take the roll call.
Commissioner Martinez.
Here.
Commissioner Samuelson.
Here.
Commissioner Salinas.
Here.
Commissioner Stanley. Commissioner Sawin.
Here.
Vice Chair McHugh.
Here.
Chair Warnke.
Here.
Staff in attendance, Brad Boland.
Present.
Matt Roth. Matt Hayes. John LaSala. Tara Vargish. And myself, Darcy Hartman. Thank you.
All members of the commission, with the exception of Commissioner Stanley, are here. Mr. Boland, has this meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meeting laws?
That it has.
Meeting, our minutes from the June 12, 2025 Planning Commission meeting have been distributed to the commission. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, the motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted.
I saw one thing that was wrong, but I don't know if it matters. It's they spelled Kevin's name wrong under PC 2025-013.
Excellent proofreading. Good
I
job.
I don't know if it matters. I just saw it.
Anything else?
That was the only thing I saw.
Okay. We have a motion then?
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Accept the meeting. The minutes as presented.
And a second?
I'll second.
And a second. Moved by Vice Chair McHugh and seconded by Commissioner Samuelson. Recording Secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Commissioner Martinez.
Aye.
Commissioner Samuelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Salinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Sawin.
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh.
Aye.
Chair Warnke.
Aye.
Thank you.
The motion is approved by a vote of 6-0. Public hearing items, PC 2025-016, 810 North Wilcox Street rezoning. Commission must evaluate this proposal under criteria established on the municipal code as summarized in the staff report. The commission will hear from staff, applicant, and the public. Does any commission member have a conflict of interest or any other matter he or she would like to disclose prior to proceeding on this item?
Nope.
We're all good? Public comments will be taken on all items and speakers will be limited to 4 minutes per speaker. In lieu of appearing in person, the commission has accepted sign-up requests to speak on an item received by 1 p.m. today via email or phone. The commission has also accepted written comments to be entered into the record. Mr. Boland, has your application been properly noticed for review in accordance with the municipal code?
It has.
Do you wish to enter the staff report and presentation into public record?
I would. Thank you.
Please do so. Thank you.
All righty, so we have an application for a rezoning of 810 North Wilcox Street. So the property is located on the northeast corner of 8th Street in Wilcox. The property is just over 0.45 acres, and it currently has a 2,400 square foot convenience store with a gas canopy pump, gas canopy with about 5 pumps. So a little background on the property. The property is part of the Wilcox Addition subdivision, which was platted way back in 1875. It is zoned the Q Petroleum PD, and that was approved in 1985. The PD allows for automotive repair, gas stations, convenience stores, parking lots, offices, and restaurants. Properties to the west, south, and north are currently zoned business commercial and are within the downtown overlay district. So the application is to rezone the property B, business commercial. It's a straight zone. Currently, because the property is a PD, the downtown overlay district does not apply, even though it's within the boundaries of the downtown. So by straight zoning, the downtown overlay district would apply. So the downtown overlay district and the B zoning does allow for a wider variety of uses than currently allowed, such as multifamily and some other commercial uses. It also does prohibit some uses such as automobile repair. The catalyst for the rezoning was a pre-application that we received for an expansion of the current convenience store. So that is what they're currently proposing. However, if the zoning would be approved, they're under no obligation to move forward with that application. The downtown overlay district does apply design standards that are more appropriate for its downtown location. So community outreach and feedback to this point is we've had two neighborhood meetings. The first one was on April 7th, 2025. We had three people attend, and really the questions were more kind of concerning about the site development plan, like how parking would work, how would garbage pickup work, things like that. So it wasn't really pertinent to the actual zoning. Also, a third neighborhood meeting wasn't required due to the nature of questions and the nature of the application of being a straight zoning. There's not really much you can, really not anything you can change to a straight zone as you go through the process. So fairly straightforward proposal. So the town staff did look at the rezoning application and found that it does apply to the town vision, the comprehensive master plan. It generally conforms with the downtown master plan, and it meets the review and approval criteria of the municipal code, chapter 17.02.060, which is really looking at, you know, is the property appropriate for development? Does it have proper infrastructure? You know, is it going to have any environmental impacts? And since this is an already developed property, you know, the answer to that is no, it would not have adverse impacts. The property would become consistent with its surrounding zoning. And I just kind of like to touch base on the downtown overlay district. You know, one of the purposes of the downtown overlay district was a recognition that redevelopment in a downtown area has its own inherent challenges. And so the downtown overlay district goal was to create a regulatory framework that would encourage redevelopment on these, you know, smaller, more constrained sites versus, you know, what we would maybe anticipate seeing on a greenfield development site. So with that, staff recommends Planning Commission recommend approval of the rezoning of 810 North Wilcox Street to Town Council. I have a proposed motion here for you. And I'm available for any questions and discussion. We do have the property owner and his development team here to answer any questions. Due to the nature of the project, we thought it would be appropriate for them not to have a presentation, but they are available for any questions you may have.
Sounds great. Questions? So just so a couple of clarifying points.
Sure.
If this goes through, then any remodel they would take from this point forward would have to adhere to the design requirements, correct?
Yep. Any proposal would fall under the downtown overlay district design standards.
Okay. So it would help homogenize the look and whatever else that would happen with what the town's plans are.
Sure. Yeah. So the downtown overlay district has specific requirements regarding like transparency at street level. It has its own parking standards. You know, it's really looking to have quality development at the pedestrian scale.
Any other questions? All right. I'm going to leave the next part. This is a public hearing. At this time, open to public comment. Do we have anybody signed up? Should I continue to read the rest of the item? No? We're comfortable? Okay. So we have no one signed up. We have no one online to talk. So at that point, do we have any commission members have any final questions of staff or the applicant before I close the public comment and refer this to the commission for recommendations? I now close the public hearing and bring the item back to the commission for further discussion and a motion. You want to start with a motion?
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward, the whole thing. So I'll move to recommend approval of rezoning of 810 North Wilcox to Town Council.
You have a second?
I'll second.
Second. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Recording secretary.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Samuelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Salinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Solomon?
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Chair Warnke?
Aye.
Thank you.
Motion is approved by a vote of 6-0. Thank you. You bet. All right, town council liaison update. Do we have anyone that wants to? Okay. This is going to go really good. We had a goal, didn't we, Darcy?
Yeah. I believe at the last town council meeting, the Solianda Alexander Way SDP did get approved. So that was something that you'd guys seen recently, and the ADU regulations that you had heard about a month ago were also approved on second reading.
All right. Thank you. Design Review Board update. You guys had a meeting, didn't you?
We did have a meeting, actually, for the first time in a while, and it was predominantly to vote in a new chair and vice chair, and then also recognize John Manka, who is stepping down off of the Design Review Board. Chris Levers is the new chair for Design Review Board, and I'm the new vice chair for Design Review Board.
Double vice,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was about it. Vice and vice.
All right, moving on. Commission items, check for a quorum for our upcoming meetings. Next one's July 24th. I should be here, but I'll be coming back from San Luis Valley. On the next one? Where at?
In Iowa. Yeah, so we're going to Iowa. However, on the 14th, we're coming back that day, but I had a planning commission meeting myself for development and for comments.
Okay.
So I will not be available on that.
On August 14th?
On the 14th.
Okay. August 14th, for anybody else an issue? And congrats on the son. Staff update.
Only staff update I can think of right now is the town has kicked off a downtown parking study. So you may be seeing some information regarding that in the near future.
All right. Thank you. The time is now 6:13, and I move to adjourn the meeting. Do I hear a second?
Second. I second.
All right, returning secretary, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Samuelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Salinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Sawin?
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Chair Warnke?
Aye. The motion is approved by a vote of 6-0, and I will note, with an item, record time.
Great job.